SFMSports.net and Ripken Baseball welcomes you to this presentation of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. Streaming coverage is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings, just minutes away from Aberdeen in the Festival of Bel Air. Now, live from Aberdeen, Maryland, USA, this is the Cal Ripken World Series.
And hello, everyone, and welcome to Aberdeen, Maryland. Rob Dawson on hand here, and the two teams are getting announced here at the start of this game. West Raleigh, North Carolina against Denver, Colorado. A ceremonial first pitch about to be thrown here by little youngster from the area, and that is just outside, as you hear both teams applaud that. And being congratulated by the West Raleigh, North Carolina catcher who is behind the plate for the celebration there. We're going to go to the national anthem right now. We'll talk more about this matchup in a moment. Now we're going to hear from the Cal Ripken coach.
The Cal Ripken Division of the Babe Ruth League stresses sportsmanship and fair play at all times. Reading the Babe Ruth Sportsmanship Code this evening, representing Team Southeast is number 15, Lane Rhodes.
They're having some technical difficulties with the mic on the field. We'll see if they can get it figured out here. Of course, they're tapping the mic out there with Lane Rhodes out at the pitcher's mound, who's going to give the code, the Cal Ripken Code of Conduct. And now there's more questioning of what is going on with the mic, either a low battery or not. But Lane Rhodes has the code in his hand, and both are motioning to the press box as to wonder what is going on with the microphone. So let's see what they're going to do here. Well, the Cal Ripken staffer is talking into it. We'll see if we can pick it up on the crab mic. Oh, well, we might have it working here.
Respect for the rules. Develop a courage in defeat, tolerance, and modesty in victory. Develop a control over emotions and speech. Develop spirit over cooperation and team play. Develop into real, true citizens.
All right, well, that was the code. A little bit late, but read by Lane Rhodes. Very nice job by him. And welcome, everyone, here to the start of the game here today. Should be a great one here between West Raleigh, North Carolina, and Denver, Colorado. One team, West Raleigh, North Carolina, 3-0, undefeated in play. And they lead the Group B of the United States pool bracket right now by half a game over Harford County. Meanwhile, Denver, Colorado playing for their lives, although right now with Harford County and West Raleigh, North Carolina, it's going to be very difficult for Denver, Colorado to sneak in. It appears at the moment that they are very much on the outside looking in, but trying to get the last win here. Of course, they will be part of the Diamond Bracket team starting tomorrow. So in the Consolation Bracket, you'll be hearing more from them. Special thanks, as always, to our staff here at the Cal Ripken League, our Ripken experience getting upset ready for today's game. And we invite you to tune in here. This is the last two games of pool play before we break into the winner's bracket and the U.S. and international winner's bracket and the diamond bracket for consolation for tomorrow. So, of course, that action gets ready for 10 o'clock. Of course, Southeast region winner West Raleigh, North Carolina, has been brilliant, going 3-0 in pool play. Meanwhile, Denver, Colorado had a great start against Homewood, Illinois, winning 12-5 on Saturday. They've dropped the next two. We'll give you the starting lineups here. First for Denver, Colorado, they are the road team here for today, and they will start things off with Caleb Monroe, number 4. He's playing center field, batting second and playing second base, number 11, Wynn Morley. Batting third, the extra player today, Jack Miklick, batting third and number 5. Number 12, the cleanup hitter and the catcher, Moses Doakes, batting fifth and playing shortstop, number 2, Jacob Thompson. Batting sixth and playing third base, number 17, Lucas Cazeta. Batting seventh and playing right field, number 8, Andres Flores. Batting eighth and playing left field, number 19, Owen Cardwell. Batting ninth and playing first base, number 15, Keegan Feely. And rounding out the order, the pitcher, batting 10th, number 6, Andrew Poole. For West Raleigh, North Carolina, they will send to the lineup, leading off, the third baseman, number 18, Garrett McGraw. Batting second and playing shortstop, number 16, Matt Willitson. Batting third and playing first base, number 8, Penn Seeley. Batting fourth and the cleanup hitter, the catcher, number 11, Nolan McLean. Batting fifth and playing second base, number 2, Jake DeFranco. Batting sixth and playing right field, number 4, Paul Ryder. Batting seventh and playing left field, number 7, Zach Miller. Here's the first pitch from Carter Holius, and that is a ball inside, and actually called a strike on the outside corner in the count 0-1. Continuing with the lineup, the extra hitter, number 19, Colby Gilmore. The pitcher, Carter Holius, is the pitcher. That's ninth. The 0-1 is outside in the count 1-1. And batting 10th and playing center field, number 5, Co Moreno. First pitch just prior to 5:30 here. The 1-1 is outside in the count 2-1. West Raleigh, North Carolina, 3-0 in Group B play. Lead the group. Here's the 2-1. And this one is hit off the end of the bat and caught at third base by Garrett McGraw. So Monroe is down. One away. Line out to third. So Wynn Morley comes up to the plate. Misprinted that in my scorecard. One away here. Here's the first pitch, and that is a ball outside, and the count 1-0. And 1-0 is out inside, and the count 2-0 to Morley. Carter Holius, the pitcher, here's the 2-0, and that is inside, ball 3. So, actually, no, my mistake, they call that inside. I'm having trouble seeing the umpire's signs here. The 2-1 is outside. Nope, they're going to call it a strike. So he has a delayed strike call here at home plate. So trying to follow that. That ball looked like it was in the opposite batter's box, but here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3. And down goes Morley. So that is out number 2. So quickly, Holius is moving through the lineup. And up next for Denver, Colorado is Jack Miklick, the extra player. So now 2 away, here's the pitch. And this one hit off the end of the bat and caught at second base. For the final out of the inning is the second baseman, Jake DeFranco. And that is the end of the inning. So quickly, 1-2-3 goes Denver in the first inning. No runs, no hits, and no one left. We played a half of inning. It is Denver nothing and West Raleigh coming to the plate. We'll take a break. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back here to the bottom of the first inning in Aberdeen, Maryland. Nothing for Denver, and West Raleigh, North Carolina coming up to the plate first. Coming up to the plate now, I should say, in the bottom half of the inning. 1-2-3, Carter Hollis went for West Raleigh, North Carolina, mowed through the Denver lineup. And now it'll be Denver pitcher Andrew Poole on the mound. And he will face Garrett McGraw, Matt Willetson, and Penn Seeley. That is who is due up here in the inning for West Raleigh, North Carolina. Rob Dawson on hand here. So nice of you to join us. We're sorry we missed you yesterday, but a lot of rain coming through the area. Heavy downpours. It was very smart of the Cal Ripken World Series crew to cancel play for Tuesday. So we're here today, and we've both of these teams playing game number two of the day. They played this morning, too, to try and squeeze in the pool play here before the game today. So Garrett McGraw leads off. He goes up against Andrew Poole. And we're underway here in the bottom of the first inning. Poole nods for the sign. Here's the first pitch to McGraw. And that one is hit off the end of the bat. Will it stay fair? It is foul down the left field line. And the count 0-1. So hit off the end of the bat for McGraw. Count no balls and one strike. Fielders on all around, pretty much straight away for Denver. A little bit in on the corners here in the first at bat of the game. Poole waits a long while, gets the sign, now nods and is ready. Here is the right-hander dealing the 0-1, and that is a ball outside. And the count, one ball and one strike. Scoreboard a little bit late catching up, so now it'll be a 1-1. Here's the pitch from Poole, and that is outside, ball two. Right away, even with nobody on, Andrew Poole works very slowly. He has a very slow delivery, too, and when he is in the windup. So now here is the 2-1, and that one is chopped foul down the right field line, and the count 2-2. So Garrett McGraw has gotten a couple of good looks on the ball with the bat and just not able to keep it fair. It is quite different than Monday from when we last talked to you here. And in terms of the weather, it is partly cloudy, 80 degrees, the temperature, very comfortable, beautiful day for baseball. Here is the 2-2. And this one off speed and popped up along the third base line. Coming on and making the catch at third is Lucas Quezada. And that is the first out of the inning. Quezada was moving towards the foul side of the line and then quickly had to extend the glove over on the fair side to make the catch. So Quezada may be a little bit fooled on that in the sun, and there's one away. So up next is Matt Willetson for West Raleigh, North Carolina. Batting from the right side, here is the first pitch, and that is a strike called, and the count 0-1. Playground a little more quiet today from terms of action in the left center field area. Not as many fans seated in the game, but quite a few in the gift shop. Here's the 0-1, and that is a strike called on the outside corner, and the count 0-2. So nothing in two. Andrew Poole looks in. And here's the pitch. And this one roped foul down the left field line. That was into the third row on the left field side. They have awnings here at Cal Senior's yard. And most of the fans are sitting underneath them. Mainly unoccupied seats down in the past that on the line. Here's the 0-2. In the dirt, and the count 1-2. Nobody on base, so leisurely going to pick it up was Nolan McLean. Actually, my mistake, Moses Doakes, the pitcher for Denver. Denver in the blue, dark blue, with the red stripes on the jersey. Here's the 1-2, and this one is hit off the end of the bat. It will fall and get past the center fielder. In for a base hit. He didn't know where it was, and now gunning into second is Matt Willitson. So the center fielder, Caleb Monroe, tricked by the hop. It didn't go far behind him in center field, but standing on second is Matt Willitson. We'll see how they score that. I think it's a single and advancing on an error. So Penn Seeley up at the plate now with one out. West Raleigh, North Carolina already in a rally here with one out and with a runner on second. We'll go over the uniforms in a moment. But Denver in the road blues going up against West Raleigh, North Carolina in the very light blue. And this one is roped into center field, left center field to be exact, for a base hit. Rounding first and going towards second. There's going to be no throw on the play, as the throw from left to home was to prevent McGraw from Willitson from scoring. So Seeley's going to get to second. So we'll call it a single advance on the throw. And up next is Nolan McLean. So one away, runners on second and third. Denver in the road blues with the red Midwest Plains with white outlines and white numbers, gray pants, blue caps. Here's the first pitch, and that is inside, ball one. West Raleigh, North Carolina, in the light blue jerseys, looking oddly like the UNC Tar Heels, save for the fact that they have black Southeast across the front, black numbers and white outlines in the numbers, the black stripe down the jersey, white pants. So now it'll be a 1-0 with runners on second and third and one out for West Raleigh. And time is called. So calling time was McLean. Andrew Poole taking too long, looking at both runners on second and third. So now it'll be a 1-0 again. Here's the wind and the kit pitch, and that one is hit, and that's going to be a base hit off the wall in left field. One run's going to come in, two runs going to come in, and standing on second with a two-run double is Nolan McLean. And West Raleigh, North Carolina has a 2-0 lead. So score a run for Willitson and Seeley. And up next is Jake DeFranco. It's already 2-0 West Raleigh, North Carolina, with only one out and a runner on second. Jake DeFranco, the second baseman. And time is called. So too long was Poole on the mound holding the set. And DeFranco wants to make him think a little bit more. Runner on second is McLean. And the first pitch is a swing and a miss, strike one. So DeFranco, off-speed pitch on that one he faced. And Poole seems to be throwing a lot of those, probably about 80% so far to start the game on the off-speed variety. So now it'll be an 0-1 with a runner on second still. And now throw to second, and just getting back was McLean. That was not a bad throw. That was off towards the left side of second base, if you're looking at it from home plate, on the third base side of second base. And McLean, that throw was perfect positioning, but took too slow to develop because Poole has a slow delivery. So now it'll be nothing and one the count. Poole looks back at second. And now is ready. Holds the set. Looks in, and here's the kick and the pitch. And that one is a strike called on the outside corner. And the count 0-2. I am pausing a little bit here. As we discussed in the top half of the first inning, the umpire has a very slow call either way. So now it'll be nothing in two. Here's the pitch and off speed, and that one is going to dunk in for a base hit to left field. And they're going to send the runner from third. Here's the throw home. It is not in time up the line. And going into second with an RBI double is Jake DeFranco. It is now 3-0 West Raleigh, North Carolina. Score a run for Nolan McLean. So a simple piece of hitting, and it is now 3-0. And now we're going to have a conversation on the mound with manager Dustin Dingus, who is out. So quickly, as Homewood, Illinois would tell you, Denver, Colorado was the one to put up the runs on Saturday. Now Denver is getting a piece of their own medicine here in the game against West Raleigh, North Carolina. Man, has the North Carolina team been tough here on opponents, 3-0 so far this pool play. Want to remind you, the world has come to Aberdeen to play. Now follow all the action with sfmsports.net on social media. We'll have score and schedule updates, video and audio content, interviews, and fun facts from Aberdeen. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at sfmsportsnet. So the batting order continues. It is Paul Ryder up at the plate, a right fielder. So now Poole looks across, and the runner gets back as time is called. So once again, time called before the first pitch. This is the third batter in a row, I think, that this has happened. So now Poole looks in. Here's the first pitch. That is hit foul down the left field line. It is righty on righty, and so far the righties for West Raleigh, North Carolina, have seemed to be killing Poole. And now there is action already in the bullpen for Denver, Colorado. So now it'll be an 0-1. Runner on second. It'll be the righty Poole pitching to the righty Ryder. And now time is called again. As Ryder steps out, there is a big lead by Jake DeFranco at second. So now it'll be an 0-1. Poole looks in. And now is ready. Here's the pitch, and this one is hit down the left field line. It is fair, and it hits third base, and that's a break for West Raleigh. Coming third, around third and in to score is DeFranco, and with an RBI double with Paul Ryder, it is 4-0 West Raleigh, North Carolina. So the hits just keep on coming down the left field line. North Carolina has been feasting on it. It's already 4-0 here in the first inning. So up next is Zach Miller. Zach Miller, the left fielder. And now that is going to be a pitching change, as coming out of the game is Zach Miller. Or excuse me, out of the game is is Andrew Poole. So he is going to be out of the game, and we'll wait for the substitution here. And it looks like we might have a double substitution coming out. Game, nice round of applause for Andrew Poole as he makes his way to the dugout. So Arwin Cardwell is, before he even came to bat as the left fielder, he's going to be the pitcher. So we wonder now who is going to be in left field. So the lineup cards are out. While we are waiting for the word of the substitution, well, actually, let's go to the PA system here because I think they're about to announce it. Well, there's some writing here. Now, let's see who is going to be... Well, Keegan Feely's still playing first base. Well, While we're waiting, we'll want to remind you about the TuneIn app. Stream the Cal Ripken World Series from anywhere in the world on your mobile device with the TuneIn app. Just search for SFM Sports Channels 1 and 2. Then listen live to all 44 games of the Cal Ripken World Series on your smartphone or tablet, thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings. If you're just joining us, we are in the 5:30 game here at the Cal Ripken World Series. It is West Raleigh, North Carolina, 4. Denver, Colorado, nothing. One out for West Raleigh and a new pitcher already in, and that is Owen Cardwell. Owen Cardwell, who is taking his warm-up tosses right now. Also, the fun doesn't stop with this game. We got one more game to go in a very, very long day here as they've been making up games all along today. One more game to wrap up things up here at 8 o'clock. And that game is Prince George's County versus Danbury, Connecticut. So now we're back to play. It's Zach Miller on. He's going to face Owen Cardwell. And we don't know who is in left field. We're still waiting for that unless Poole was switched, but I think Poole came out. Now throw to second is on in time and getting back as Ryder. So we're waiting for the left fielder possibly to turn for Denver. But now, nevertheless, it'll be a pitch to Miller of North Carolina. And here's the pitch inside, and the count 1-0. So now, here's the 1-0, and this one is hit off the end of the bat. Backhanded by the first baseman, Feely taps the bag for out number two. So a ground out to first. And now two away, so one batter, and Owen Cardwell gets Zach Miller out. So Colby Gilmore, the extra hitter, is up next. With two outs, here's the pitch, and this one hit off the end of the bat. Give or chase down the right field line, it will fall out of play into the first row. So now the count 0-1. And the 0-1 is popped up straight away center field. And coming in to make the catch is Caleb Monroe, and that's the end of the inning. But West Raleigh, North Carolina, plates four runs. They play four runs on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hits, and they leave one. At the end of one inning of play, it's West Raleigh 4, Denver nothing. Back in a moment, this is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry, the minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Take out for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
You're working out. You're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
Get instant score updates, audio and video content from the Cal Ripken World Series at sfmsports.net. Powered by Buffalo Wild Wings. Click on the Cal Ripken World Series link.
Welcome back here to Aberdeen, Maryland. Top of the second inning. Denver has some work to do. They're behind West Raleigh, North Carolina, 4-0. We're pleased to be with you here on this Wednesday afternoon into evening here on sfmsports.net, Channel 1. A very busy day that started prior to 8 a.m. Remember, we did not have action yesterday, so all the makeup games were made today, and it's smooth sailing weather-wise, it looks like, for the rest of the week. So Moses Stokes will lead things off against Carter Hollis for Wes Raleigh, and the first pitch is hit off the end of the bat. Backing up is the shortstop all the way to shallow left center field. Making the catch is Matt Willetson for out number one. So quickly, Denver has one out in the inning. So Jacob Thompson, the shortstop, up next. Denver has been very eager to get their licks in early against Carter Hollis. So now there's one away. Now here's the pitch to Thompson, and that is a ball low, and the count 1-0. So now Hollis is ready. Here's the pitch, and this one chopped foul, and the count 1-1. Thompson the righty, and in at third for Wes Raleigh is Garrett McGraw, playing a little bit in front of the bag. Short and second, playing right on the border of the grass. Here's the 1-1, and this one is outside. Right fielder Paul Reiter for Wes Raleigh is playing deeper than the other fielders. Left and center are kind of shallow. Right field is deep. Here's the 2-1, and that is outside ball three. So this is the first time we've seen Carter Holhes struggle here. And now the count, a hitter's count for Thompson. It's 3-1. Large gap up the middle. Here's the 3-1, and this one hit off the end of the bat and foul. And the count 3-2. Just behind on the fastball was Thompson. As we mentioned, this game pretty much, in terms of standings, does not need as much because Denver at 1-2 and Wes Raleigh at 3-0, that has been decided. Wes Raleigh's advancing. This one is hit down the line. It's going to be a base hit. Going to go all the way to the wall. Rounding first and heading for second is Thompson. It's going to be close. The throw not in time. Thompson's in with a double. And Denver has a rally going with one out and a runner in scoring position. Thompson, a great piece of hitting. That one going all the way down the left field line to the wall. Lucas Quezada up at the plate. We heard Quezada was the pronunciation back on Saturday, but they're going with Quezada here. And the first pitch is a ball, and the count 1-0 outside. Quezada batting from the left-hand side. Count 1-0, runner on second. Here's the wind and the pitch, and this one is outside. Out, no, actually called a strike. And the count 1-1. That was as far of a strike call as we've seen all tournament. So now it'll be a 1-1. Here's the pitch. And that is a ball in the count 2-1. The home plate umpire keeping us on our toes here on the broadcast booth. So now it'll be a 2-1. Runner on second still. Hollis looks at third. Now delivers the 2-1, and that is swing and a miss, strike two, and now the throw to second, not in time. Thompson had a big lead, but gets back. So now the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. As we were mentioning before, Wes Raleigh, North Carolina is 3-0. We know they're advancing. We know Hartford County is advancing. So Denver, Colorado is not. Even with a win, they would be one game behind Hartford County and Wes Raleigh. Top two advance from each group. Here's the 2-2, swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Quezada. There's two away. So Hollis changing speeds, fooling Quezada. Up next is Andres Flores. A breeze is blowing out towards left center field, it looks like, although it is not a stiff breeze today, unlike Monday, where the wind was constantly blowing. First pitch to Flores is a strike, and the count 0-1. But there is bright sunshine everywhere. Shadows are starting to creep in by home plate, but they are not at the circle yet. So now it'll be an 0-1, and now Hollis steps off. Time is called, and now there's going to be a talk between Moses Stokes and the pitcher, Carter Hollis. The catcher, Nolan McLean, and Carter Hollis. Moses Stokes plays for Denver. So now two away. It'll be an 0-1 after the conference. And the pitch is outside, and now the throw over to second. Oh, they got him by a step. And that's the end of the inning. Thompson picked off second base. So we come to the end of an inning and a half. No runs, one hit, and none. No runs, one hit. None left because of the pickoff. The end of an inning and a half. It's West Raleigh 4, Denver nothing. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Stop taking selfies and do something useful with your smartphone.
First, let me take a selfie.
Get the TuneIn app and listen to any SFMSports.net broadcast from anywhere in the world. Yes, even there. The TuneIn app gets you instant access to our live streams and on-demand content. And did I mention, it's free. That's right. Download it today at the App Store or on Google Play and take SFMSports.net with you anywhere. But please stop taking me to the bathroom. I'm tired of that.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Cal Ripken World Series comes to a close with Championship Weekend. Coverage starts with the U.S. Championship Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern. Get the full schedule at SFMSports.net.
Back here in Aberdeen, Maryland, a race around the outfield here amongst the some fans on mini cars. That was fun. So we go to the bottom of the second inning here. 4-0, West Raleigh, North Carolina, and coming up to the plate leading things off is Carter Hollis, the pitcher, who just came through a nice second inning. So we're happy to be with you here on SFMSports.net. Remember, one more game to go for the evening. That is Prince George's County versus Danbury, Connecticut. So now we're all set for play. New pitch, or it's still the same pitcher as Owen Cardwell. So now here's the wind and the pitch, and this one is hit off the end of the bat on the first pitch and caught by Cardwell coming off the mound. Pop fly to the pitcher, and that is out number one. So Carter Hollis out on the pop-up. And up next is Cohen Moreno. And Cohen is spelled K-O-E-N, so a little unusual spelling on the first name. First pitch is a ball, and the count 1-0. Now, Cardwell noticeably working quicker than Poole. The 1-0 is a strike, and the count 1-1. Andrew Poole, the starting pitcher for Denver. You can watch a movie during his pitching. Cardwell much faster. The 1-1 is outside, and the count 2-1. Catch the ball and throw the ball. Catch the ball and throw the ball. So now it'll be a 2-1. Here's the pitch, and this one hit off the end of the bat towards the right field line. Going to be a rush, and not making the play was Moses Doakes before he ran into the stands. Good effort, though, by Doakes. And now the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Doakes kept his eye on the railing. So now it'll be a 2-2 count. Nobody out. Cardwell's ready to go. And he will be pitching to the righty Moreno. It'll be a 2-2. Here's the pitch, and this one is hit off the end of the bat and deep, going back towards the track at the wall. That ball is gone! A home run! Cohen Moreno gives West Raleigh a 5-0 lead. That ball just kept on carrying over the left field wall. So it's a solo home run for Cohen Moreno. And now we're back up to the top of the order with Garrett McGraw.
Garrett McGraw.
So McGraw popped up in the first inning. Here's the pitch, and this one hit off the end of the bat. This one could carry two. That one is off the wall. That's going to be a base hit. Rounding first and heading in for two is Garrett McGraw. It is a double, and West Raleigh, North Carolina continues to pile it on. Up next is Matt Willitson. So that one carried even more than the last one because that one was hit less powerfully, I think. But that one hit the base of the wall in the left field corner. So Willitson got on with a single back in the first inning. Here's the first pitch, and that is behind the catcher. And trotting into third now is McGraw. So with one out here in the inning, now with a runner on third, West Raleigh threatening again. So now here's the pitch for Cardwell. This one is ripped in the left field. That's going to be a base hit. It's going to get past the left fielder. And that's one run in. And now trotting into second is Willitson. And now he goes for third as there was another error with the throw. But shortstop was able to cut it off. It did not go far away from him. It is now 6-0 West Raleigh. Scored a single and an RBI. Advancing to second on an error is Willitson. And now we're going to have another conference here as Denver is struggling to get out of the inning again. They were able to get the first out of the inning in inning number one, and then four runs came across. They were able to get the first out in inning number two, and two runs have now crossed. And the bleeding is quick here. Remember, mercy rule stipulates 10-run difference after four innings. And the game is called. We're already in inning number two, and it's already 6-0. So that is a consideration here. Conference is over, and Matt Willitson will head back to second base where he got the RBI double. So up next is Penn Seeley. He got a single and scored a run. Here's the pitch, and this one is hit towards left field. That is going to be a base hit down the left field line. And rounding third, but tripping up, and now the throw to third, and out at third is Willitson. So he tripped up. Had he not tripped, he probably would have scored. But Willitson is out. Seeley gets the single, and now there are two away. So next is Nolan McLean. It's saying Nolan McLean, a two-run double. And the first inning, wound up scoring a run himself as well. Actually, did they call Willitson out or not? No, actually, they didn't. Willitson's still there. The throw was there, but Willitson was not tagged out. So the 1-0 is a strike, and the count, one ball and one strike. I thought it was a given that he was out, but he's not, so it's still runners on the corners and one out. I beg your pardon. Here's the 1-1, and this one hit off the end of the bat, and that one is going to be off the pavilion, and the count, one ball and two strikes. So Willitson is still standing on third. He had tripped off the bag. I thought for sure he would be out, but good job by Willitson getting there. So now it'll be a 1-2. Here's the pitch and outside. And the count, two balls and two strikes. Now the other thing is, do they have a pinch runner in for Seeley? Because it's number two on first base, but that would be Jake DeFranco. So now the 2-2 is popped up right in front of us. You can probably hear that there. And the count even at 2-2. So now the count, two balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch, And that is in the dirt, ball three. And actually, I think we might have a pinch hitter at the plate here as well. So now it'll be a 3-2. And there goes the runner. And that is indeed Sealy. And anyway, it was ball four, though, so don't count the stolen base there. Or, no mistake, they called it strike three. All right, we're trying to get it settled here. That was not a good sign by the umpire to make that call. So it's one away, or it should be two away, because I have a pop-up by Carter Hollis in the early part of the inning. There we go, two away, and now the one-out count to Jake DeFranco, who was standing on first as he was the on-deck hitter. Probably that's why we thought he was running for a second. The 1-0 popped up, and making the catch is Doakes, and that's the final out of the inning. But not before West Raleigh scores two runs. They score two runs, one of them, which was a home run, two runs on three hits, and they leave two. At the end of two innings of play, it's West Raleigh 6 and Denver nothing. Back in a moment, this is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Cool off today with Mini Melts Ice Cream. Find Mini Melts on the third base concourse, or look for one of our Ripken team members selling Mini Melts in your section. Mini Melts Ice Cream. Taste it, love it.
Monsoon Sports, official corporate partner of Ripken Baseball, is the exclusive supplier of the Ripken Titanium Necklace. Stop by their booth on site at the Ripken Complex for weekly specials and great deals on Monsoon Sport necklaces, including limited edition tournament-specific necklaces to commemorate your event.
Are you going to kill someone tonight? Drunk drivers do every night. Maryland law enforcement agencies are stopping drunk drivers in your community with sobriety checkpoints and intense patrols. It's Checkpoint Strike Force. So drive sober and always wear your seatbelt. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Visit CheckpointStrikeForce.net for more information.
Sponsored by the Maryland State Highway Administration and this station.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series
from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back here to Aberdeen, Maryland. Top of the third inning, it is 6-0 West Raleigh over Denver. Carter Holhess is back on the mound for another inning of work. And just a clarification, Nolan McLean was wearing number 13 to the box. That's his jersey number for Under Armour, which is supplying the jerseys. His team number on his regular team was 11, so that was where the confusion came across here. And we have substitutions now. It is, okay, so we have two substitutions coming in now. So it is not Carter Hollis possibly on the mound. Garrett McGraw is being replaced by Lane Rhodes, who read the code of conduct before, and Sam Kolasingham is in for Penn Sealy. So make those substitutions. I'll make them here as well. Sam Kolasingham. And Lane Rhodes is in for Garrett McGraw at third. Here's the first pitch to Andres Flores, who was at the plate before after the pickoff attempt, so he gets a new count. His two pitches in, the count 1-1. Now here's the next pitch, and that one's swinging to miss, strike two. So Flores is down swinging with that strike two, and the count 1-2. So now here's the 1-2, and that is in the dirt. The count 2-2. 6-0 North Carolina over Denver here. So now it'll be a 2-2. Here's the pitch from Hollis, and that is in the dirt, ball three. I originally thought Hollis was being substituted for, but it was just third base and first base was the corner. So Kolasingham at first and Lane Rhodes at third. Here's a 3-2, and that is ball four. So Flores is on with a walk. It's been a quiet inning. Not everyone has gone around for Denver. Meanwhile, West Raleigh, North Carolina, has sent everybody to the plate more than once. So next up is Owen Cardwell, who is now the pitcher. And the pitch is a strike, and the count 0-1. Cardwell started playing left field. So now the count, no balls and one strike, and a runner on first. Here's the pitch, and that one in the dirt, and covered up cleanly by the catcher, Nolan McLean. And there's one away. There's 1-1 the count. And this one is chopped up towards second on the backhand. Flip to second, one. On to first. Double play. Brilliantly turned double play. 4-6-3. Down goes Cardwell. So Keegan Feely at the plate now. So now the count, one ball and no strikes. So now it'll be a 1-0. Here's the pitch, and that one is fouled away. Count 1-1. We're trying to figure this out because we suspect that actually Lane Rhodes might be catching here. Here's the 1-1, and this one is chopped up towards second, throw over and in time for the final out of the inning. So going down again is Denver with no runs. Ground out 4-3 on the play. No runs, no hits, and no one left because of that double play. At the end of 2.5 innings of play, it is West Raleigh 6 and Denver nothing. Back in a moment, this is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Get instant updates from the Cal Ripken World Series in the palm of your hand with Scoreboard Mobile from SFMSports.net. Listen to all 44 games, get instant score updates, and check out audio and video content. Just go to SFMSports.net and scan the QR code to download the Scoreboard mobile app, powered by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back here to Aberdeen, Maryland. Bottom of the third inning is West Raleigh 6. And Denver nothing. West Raleigh showing why they're 3-0 in pool play. They have just dismantled the Denver pitching here so far. And Denver playing home with Illinois. We thought Denver was a pretty good team, too. And they have been in spurts throughout this tournament, but really struggling here in this bottom of the third inning. Denver, with a high-powered lineup throughout, has been really stifled by Carter Holjes. So Owen Cardwell at the plate, pitching to Paul Ryder. And this one is hit foul down the right field line. So now the count 0-1. Waiting for more balls, it looks like, to come in. Here's Cardwell ready. Here's the 0-1, and that one is outside. Count one ball and one strike. That'll be a 1-1. And this one is hit and through for a base hit to left field. On the ground, Ryder able to get a seeing eye single to the left side. So once again, Wes Raleigh has a runner on, and up next is Zach Miller. Miller grounded out in the first inning. Paul Ryder in his first at-bat got an RBI double. So a runner on first and nobody out. It's 6-0. Now the throw over to first is not in time. Getting back is Ryder. So now the count is 0-1. The throw to second is not in time as Ryder takes second base. Actually, that was the first pitch at the at-bat. So it'll be no balls and one strike. Here's the pitch, and this one outside, and the count 1-1. Here's the 1-1, and that is fouled away. So now the count, 1-2. Wind now blowing from right field to left field. So now it'll be a 1-2. Cardwell looks in for the sign and now is ready. Now throw over to second is not in time. Ryder gets back. Cardwell, being a righty, has to wheel around awkwardly to throw to second. So now here's the 1-2. And that is outside. The count, 2-2. Coming to you live here in the bottom of the third inning. Here in pool play, the last day of it in the United States side. So now it'll be a 2-2. There goes Ryder for a second. Now this one is hit up the middle. It's going to be a base hit. And they're going to weigh the runner home as bobbling it in the outfield was Caleb Monroe. Coming in to score is Ryder. And it's 7-0. So now we're going to have another discussion at the mound. And while we have a second, we want to remind you about Championship Weekend. All week, the best youth baseball players from around the world are playing for a spot in Championship Weekend. Friday, Championship Weekend coverage kicks off with the U.S. Championship at 5 p.m., followed by the International Championship at 7:30 p.m. Then we'll broadcast the World Championship Saturday starting at 6:45 p.m., all those times Eastern Time. Get the schedule, scores, and exclusive content from the Cal Ripken World Series at sfmsports.net. And now there's going to be a pitching change. New pitcher on is going to be number 10 for Denver, Colorado. Cohen Monroe actually was the pitcher for that. Back up for a second. Jack Miklick was actually the pitcher for that at bat to Paul Ryder, and now they're switching pitchers again. There have been many substitutions. Now, ideally, you would understand because the teams played already today. So Jack Miklick was the pitcher. He was the extra player. And now they're bringing on Blake Beauchesne. So Beauchesne enters the game. as he takes his warm-up pitches. Ramon, to remind everyone, fun doesn't stop here. One more game to go. And that is the Prince George's County versus Danbury, Connecticut game. And Prince George's County 3-0 in Group A. Danbury, Connecticut 1-2. And we know that Hanford, California and Prince George's County are advancing from that Group A. So that game, also from a standings perspective, does not mean as much. Now throw over to first is not in time. And getting back over to first is Zach Miller. Actually, Ryder. And this one is a called strike and the count 0-1. So that pitch is low. Then there goes the runner, Miller, and he gets up to second. So it is Miller, and that's going to almost get past there. And Miller's going to hold. So Paul Ryder in with the run. Miller moves to second after the RBI single. Colby Gilmore, the extra hitter at the plate. Now the count's 1-1. So now here is the set. And the pitch in this one is chopped up towards short. Throw over across the diamond to first in time. And that is out number one. So up next is Carter Holhess. Moving over to third is Miller. Carter Holhess. Here is the pitch, and that is low. And the count, 1-1 and no strikes. 7-0 our score. Runner on third. Here's the pitch, and this one is hit in the air to right center field. That's going to dunk it for a base hit. And coming in to score is Zach Miller, standing on second with an RBI double, is Carter Holhess. It's 8-0. That one hit actually more towards the left center field, just to the left of the center fielder, Caleb Monroe. And up next is Cohen Moreno. So now it's 8-0. West Raleigh scored 4 runs in the first, 2 in the second, 2 in the third. Now throw over to second and getting back not in time is the throw. Is Gilmore. Actually, it might be a mistake. Holhess. Gilmore grounded out before. So now it's Cohen Moreno up at the plate. First pitch to Moreno. Well inside. How it did not hit Moreno, I don't know. And the pitch is a ball in the count 1-0. So now here's the pitch, and that is in the dirt. Count 2-0 and no strikes. So now it'll be a 2-0, and throw over to second, not in time. Throw home was a strike. Count 2-0 and 1 strike. And now time is called. We'll give you a scoreboard here soon of what some of the other games were like earlier today. There's been a ton of games because of the makeups. Here's the 2-1 and that throw back to second and getting back is Holhess. So now it'll be a 2-1 count. Here's the pitch, and this one is hit off the end of the bat. That is going to be caught at center field. Nice catch by Monroe for out number two. So a long fly out by Moreno. There are two away. Up next is Lane Rhodes, who we thought he was playing third. Looks like he is catching. And here is the pitch. And it's a strike in the count, 0-1. And the 0-1 is chopped up, and that is going to be through to center field for a base hit. And now turning first and heading towards second is Lane, and he is safe at second. So it's runners on second and third. And one out. So now it's 8-0, and up next is Matt Willitson. So now second and third. Here's the pitch, and that is low, and the count 1-0. Willitson got a single in the first inning, and an RBI, single and an RBI in the second, so he's been up every inning. Here's the 1-0, and this one hit off the end of the bat. And coming on is Monroe to make the catch for the final out of the inning. So, a long inning again for West Raleigh. They score two runs on 1, 2, 3 hits. Actually make it 4 hits. 2 runs on 4 hits, and they leave 2. And at the end of 3 innings of play, West Raleigh 8 and Denver nothing. Back in a moment. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series
from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back here to Aberdeen, Maryland. Indeed, Lane Rhodes, who was apparently catching the last inning, he is still catching here. We also may have a new pitcher, and I would believe it looks like it's Matt Willitson who's pitching. So we could have a boatload of substitutions here. Let's go to the PA system. Well, we're still waiting here, but we're in the top of the fourth, and West Raleigh's up 8-0. This is an important inning for Denver, because if West Raleigh were to score two more runs and Denver doesn't score here in this top half of the inning, the game is over via the mercy rule. Well, it looks like we're not going to get into the substitutions right here. We know Matt Willitson is pitching. Let's see, at first is Nolan McLean. Well, McLean is walking from first. I believe he is at first. We couldn't figure out where he was before. So now a conversation on the mound with the infield. So Paul Ryder looks like he is at third. This entire field is different here for North Carolina. And now we'll try our best here, but next up leading off is Blake Beshane. And now we have another substitution. actually a glove exchange or sunglass exchange from the bench. So time was called for a second. I think almost every position for West Raleigh is different. So Wellington, we know, is pitching, and the first pitch is a strike called and a count 0-1. I think the scorekeepers are scratching their heads, too. Here's the 0-1, and this one is a strike called, and the count 0-2. Here in the top of the fourth inning, 8-0 West Raleigh over Denver. Now here's the 0-2 from Wellington working quickly, and swing and a miss, strike 3. And down goes Bouchesne. So out number one, back up to the top of the order, and Caleb Monroe. West Raleigh's already on their third time through the order. This is just time number two here for Denver. So Paul Ryder is at third. That was the official now from the scorekeeper. Went away, and time was called.
Nate Dingus.
Nate Dingus actually is going to be pinch hitting. Coach's son. Here's the pitch. And this one is a strike, and the count 0-1. Nate Dingus, a couple of big hits on Saturday when I was calling that game. Now here's the 0-1. And that is a ball outside, and the count 1-1. Yeah, Willison is set. Here's the 1-1. And that is a strike called on the outside corner. The count 1-2. The clouds are starting to dissipate a little bit more. It's now more of a mostly sunny. The shadows cover entirely the home plate. The 1-2 is fouled away. They are now inching closer towards the mound. They are just past the home plate circle. So now 1-2, the count. Here's the pitch from Willington, and that is outside. The count 2-2 now. So now it'll be a 2-2 count. Base is empty. Here's the pitch, and this one is fouled away off the end of the bat, and the count even still at 2-2. Prince George's County versus Danbury, Connecticut wraps up the schedule here tonight. We'll have that game for you right here on SFMSports.net, Channel 1. Here's the 2-2, and that is in on the hands and fouled away. So now it'll be a 2-2 from Willington. Here's the pitch, and that one is in the dirt all the way to the backstop. And we'll do it again. Count now 3-2. So now it'll be a 3-2. Pitch is outside, 4. Heading down to first is Nate Dingus, so he draws a walk. Now next is Wynn Morley, unless we have a pinch hitter coming to the plate. Looks like we might. So it looks like it is going to be number 9 for Denver. Fisher Mahoney. Out with the play now. So substitutions coming on. And so it'll be a runner at first. That is Dingus. Willington looks in. Here's the pitch. And this one is a ball home. The throw to first is not in time. So Dingus gets back. So the count 1-0. Earlier today, it was Prince George's County remaining undefeated. They beat Meridian, Idaho 5-1. Bear Delaware shuts out Homewood, Illinois 10-0. 1-0 is a strike, and the count 1-1. Australia in a wild one beat New Zealand 11-10. In the second game of the day, Meridian, Idaho rebounded. They beat Little Rock, Arkansas 12-1. And the 1-1 is a strike, and the count 1-2. Mexico blanked the Republic of Korea 13-0. Korea looked so impressive in some of the games. Throw over to first, not in time. Mexico beating Korea handily after losing a heartbreaker to Japan on Monday. Here's the 1-2, and that is outside in the count 2-2. And right here, West Raleigh, North Carolina leads Denver, Colorado 8-0. Games played at Citizens Field were not reporting at last check. The 2-2 swing and a miss. Strike three, and there are two away. So down goes Mahoney. So now we have another pinch hitter coming on for Denver. Blake Beshane, who I thought was in the lower spot, but because of the extra player, I think possibly now they're down to 9 in the order instead of 10. So Beshane takes the place of Miklik in the order. And the first pitch is the ball, and they count 1-0. Runner on first, two outs, top of the fourth. Here's the pitch, and that is in the dirt. And there goes Dingus running from first to second. Challenging him was the catcher Rhodes to run by giving him the eye contact, but Dingus wasn't falling for that. He moves to second. So now the count, two balls and no strikes. Here's the pitch, and this one is a strike called on the outside corner in the count 2-1. So now runner on second. Here's the pitch, and that one is outside. The count 3-1. So now it'll be a 3-1. Here's the pitch, and that is strike two called on the inside corner. So now the count 3-2. It is possible the home plate umpire thought that was strike three, the way he made that sign, but it's only 3-2 count. Here's the pitch, and that is high, 4. So Beshane gets the walk, and now that moves runners to first and second. Up next is Moses Stokes, unless there is a pinch. Nope, it is Moses Stokes. So the cleanup hitter, the catcher. So runners on first and second. Denver needs some runs. Here's the pitch, and that is a strike called on the outside corner. And the count 0-1. Now, here's the pitch, and that one swing and a miss, strike two. Dokes a slow swing, that one in the dirt. So now no balls and two strikes. And now the umpire is going to talk to Willitson, actually give him some balls. Lights on here in the fourth inning. As the sun will be setting soon, shadows creeping up now halfway up to the mound. So now it'll be 0-2. Here's the pitch, and that one, strike three called. And that is the end of the inning. So no runs, no hits, and two lefts because of the two walks. At the end of 3.5 innings of play, it is West Raleigh 8, Denver nothing. Back in a moment, this is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Every golfer wants to play better golf. Whether it's fixing a slice off the tee or learning how to accurately read a green, there's always room to make your game just a little bit stronger. The key to better golf is the best instruction, and Golf Digest is the only place you can learn from the game's hottest pros. Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and many more. Subscribe today, and for just $14.97, you'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest with easy-to-follow tips and techniques, reviews of top equipment, information on the best places to play, even our quick reference pocket tips in every issue. Order Golf Digest now, and we'll send you a DVD featuring renowned instructor Jim McClain. It's absolutely free with your paid subscription. Learn Jim's favorite drills to help isolate your problem areas and practice plans that will help fine-tune your game. Subscribe to Golf Digest today for this limited-time DVD offer. Call 800-248-5568. That's 800-248-5568 to get your subscription to Golf Digest. 800-248-5568.
Take the Cal Ripken World Series with you. Listen on your phone on the TuneIn app. Search SFM Sports Channel 1 and 2. This is the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Aberdeen, Maryland, here in the bottom of the fourth inning. West Raleigh, North Carolina, 8. Denver, Colorado, nothing. Here in United States pool play, the final day. Both of those teams know where they're going. Denver, Colorado headed to the diamond bracket. And West Raleigh, North Carolina headed to the winner's bracket. 3-0, West Raleigh is. Trying to go 4-0. If West Raleigh gets two more runs in this inning, the game is over via the mercy rule. Blake Bashane is the pitcher now for Denver. And the first pitch is a ball, and the count 1-0. We're in the pinch hitter territory here again for West Raleigh. It is Sam Kolazingman. And he lines this one to second in the air, but catching it for a pop-up for the first out in the inning is the second baseman, Fisher Mahoney, for out number one. So up next is Nolan McLean, who is now playing first base at last check. So 8-0, one out. Good job by Bouchain, and the first pitch is outside for a ball in the dirt all the way to the backstop. Moses Doakes couldn't get over there in time to protect it from going there. Count 1-0. Here's the wind and the pitch, and that one is outside, and the count 2 balls and no strikes. Here's the 2-0, and that is called a strike, and the count 2 balls and 1 strike. So that one just hitting the outside corner for Bashane. That'll be a 2-1, and this one is hit down the left field line and foul. That was in on the hands for McLean. How he was able to wheel around and get the bat, that was a great piece of hitting to at least get contact on the ball. So now the count, 2 balls and 1 strike. Bashane nods off his sign and now is ready. Here's the 2-1. And this one is hit off the end of the bat. That's going to bounce in to right center field for a base hit. Rounding first and heading for two is McLean. The throw is not in time, cut off. And with a one-out double, West Raleigh continues to pile on the hits. West Raleigh is really living off the doubles. They have, if I can count correctly, 1, 2, 3, 4, and that was their 5th double of the game. So up at the plate is Jake DeFranco. Bashane had a large lead at second. First pitch was a strike, and the count on 1. I'm sorry, McLean has a large lead at second. Here's the 0-1, and this one hit off the end of the bat. That's going to bounce in for a base hit. They're going to send the runner. Here's McLean rounding third. Throw is not there, not even made by the first baseman. And so it's an RBI single by Jake DeFranco, and it's now 9-0 West Raleigh. Paul Ryder, who last check was at third, is at the plate. So, Boucher is ready. Deals from the stretch. First pitch is a ball and low on the count 1-0. If Boucher is able to get the ball out as quickly as he was there, Jake DeFranco's going to have a tough time stealing. It is a quick release from the stretch for Boucher. Snap throw over to first. And just getting back in time with DeFranco. So now it'll be a 1-0. And the pitch is off the hands and in the left field for a base hit. In on the hands, I should say. And that's going to bounce all the way around the wall. Rounding third and coming in. And scoring the run is Nolan McLean. Actually, make that Jake DeFranco all the way. It is a walk-off game-winning double for Paul Ryder. And West Raleigh wins by the mercy rule 10-0. So we will stay here for the post-game announcement. But West Raleigh wins 10-0. 4 runs in the first, 2 in the second, 2 in the third, 2 in the fourth. And Paul Ryder, with the RBI double scoring Jake DeFranco, is the 10th run. As both teams are going to do their handshakes here first. And things are a little bit of ahead of the schedule here. So I think the crew is scrambling a little bit as for the postgame celebration and the announcement of the player of the game for both teams. So Denver, Colorado is going to fall to 1-3. West Raleigh is going to improve to 4-0 in pool play. So this game ends in 4 with West Raleigh winning 10-0. So we are now going to join PA system here for the postgame announcements.
The Ron Tellefson Player of the Game Award is presented in recognition of Babe Ruth League, Inc.'s late president and CEO, Ron Tellefson. His commitment to our nation's youth was unsurpassed. His primary objective was that every child has the opportunity to play in this great game. Presenting the award today is Bill Pettit. Bill is the Assistant Middle Atlantic Regional Commissioner of Babe Ruth League Baseball. Today's Tellefson Award winner for the visiting team, Midwest Plains, is number 2, Jacob Thompson. Today's Tellefson Award winner for the home team, Team Southeast, is number 2, Jake DeFranco. Let's have one more round of applause for these outstanding players.
All right, so you just heard that. Jacob Thompson and Jake DeFranco, two Jakes, are the players of the game. We will take a break, and we will actually play our pregame break that we did not get a chance to play before. So we'll play that, and we'll bring you the totals after this word. And we'll wrap up the game here, get you ready for the next one. We have a little bit more space in between the next one, which doesn't start until 8 o'clock. But we will bring you the break here. We'll come back and recap this game as West Raleigh wins over Denver 10-0. Back in a moment. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it.
award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Get instant updates from the Cal Ripken World Series in the palm of your hand with Scoreboard Mobile from sfmsports.net. Listen to all 44 games, get instant score updates, and check out audio and video content. Just go to sfmsports.net and scan the QR code to download the Scoreboard Mobile app, powered by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Every golfer wants to play better golf. Whether it's fixing a slice off the tee or learning how to accurately read a green, there's always room to make your game just a little bit stronger. The key to better golf is the best instruction, and Golf Digest is the only place you can learn from the game's hottest pros. Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and many more. Subscribe today, and for just $14.97, you'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest with easy-to-follow tips and techniques, reviews of top equipment, information on the best places to play, even our quick reference pocket tips in every issue. Order Golf Digest now, and we'll send you a DVD featuring renowned instructor Jim McClain. It's absolutely free with your paid subscription. Learn Jim's favorite drills to help isolate your problem areas and practice plans that will help fine-tune your game. Subscribe to Golf Digest today for this limited-time DVD offer. Call 800-248-5568. That's 800-248-5568 to get your subscription to Golf Digest. 800-248-5568.
West Raleigh wins by the mercy rule, 10-0 over Denver, Colorado, and stays undefeated in pool play. We'll give you the totals right after this break. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry, the minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Takeout for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Well, West Raleigh, North Carolina proved why they might be one of the best teams in the United States pool play. They beat Denver, Colorado 10-0 by mercy rule after four innings. Welcome back here to Aberdeen, Maryland. Rob Dawson on hand here. We'll give you a recap of how the game went. We'll tell you the line score, 10 runs, 15 hits, no errors, and 5 men left for West Raleigh in the game. No runs, only 1 hit for Denver, 3 errors, and 2 left in the game. So 10-0 the score for West Raleigh. It got started right away with a 4-run first inning. Strangely enough, Andrew Poole for Denver got the first out of the game on a pop-up to Garrett McGraw. And then Matt Willetson, a single. Penn Seeley, a single. Nolan McLean, a 2-run double. Jake DeFranco, an RBI double. Paul Ryder, an RBI double. So many hits down the left field line. And before a blink of an eye, West Raleigh was up 4-0. Second inning went around, and Denver actually had a chance with a runner in scoring position. It would be their only hit of the game, Jacob Thompson, with a double. But he was picked off for the final out of the inning, so after an inning and a half, it was still 4-0. Bottom of the second inning rolled around. Once again, Denver, this time Owen Cardwell pitching, they were able to get the first out of the inning. A pop-up by Carter Holgis, the pitcher, but then Cohen Moreno, a home run, and then Garrett McGraw, again, a double, made it 6-0, or a double still, made it 5-0 still, but then Matt Willetson was able to get the single and the RBI, and that made it 6-0, and 2 runs more made it that score after 2. We head to the third. This time, Denver did not get the leadoff hitter out. Paul Ryder got a single. Zach Miller got a single and an RBI. And after Ryder stole second, Zach Miller was able to get him home. And then an RBI double by Carter Holjus, helping out his own cause. That made it 8-0, the score at the end of three. And then in the fourth, Nolan McLean a double. Jake DeFranco, an RBI single, made it 9-0. And then Paul Ryder got him home with an RBI double. And that made it 10-0, and that is where we came through with the final score. Once again, Raleigh, North Carolina improves to 4-0 in pool play. That is good news. They are definitely on to advance to the next round. And Denver, Colorado is 1-3 in Group B play, and they will be headed to the Diamond Bracket. And, of course, pool play, the winner's bracket and the Diamond Bracket get underway tomorrow. We'll be back to wrap things up and talk quickly about the next game, the final game of the day, coming up right after this post-game break. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Get instant updates from the Cal Ripken World Series in the palm of your hand with Scoreboard Mobile from SFMSports.net. Listen to all 44 games, get instant score updates, and check out audio and video content. Just go to SFMSports.net and scan the QR code to download the Scoreboard Mobile app, powered by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Every golfer wants to play better golf. Whether it's fixing a slice off the tee or learning how to accurately read a green, there's always room to make your game just a little bit stronger. The key to better golf is the best instruction, and Golf Digest is the only place you can learn from the game's hottest pros. Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and many more. Subscribe today, and for just $14.97, you'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest with easy-to-follow tips and techniques, reviews of top equipment, information on the best places to play, even our quick reference pocket tips in every issue. Order Golf Digest now, and we'll send you a DVD featuring renowned instructor Jim McLean. It's absolutely free with your paid subscription. Learn Jim's favorite drills to help isolate your problem areas and practice plans that will help fine-tune your game. Subscribe to Golf Digest today for this limited-time DVD offer. Call 800-248-5568. That's 800-248-5568 to get your subscription to Golf Digest. 800-248-5568.
Driving can be frustrating, but aggressive driving will get you nowhere. Speeding or ignoring traffic signals is dangerous and unlawful, resulting in tickets, fines, and points. You can't control traffic, but you can control your driving. So plan an alternate route and allow plenty of time to reach your destination. Drive courteously, because like aggressive driving, courtesy is contagious. And wear your seatbelt. It's the law in Maryland, and your best defense against an aggressive driver. This message brought to you by the Maryland Department of Transportation and this station.
Get instant score updates, audio and video content from the Cal Ripken World Series at SFMSports.net. Powered by Buffalo Wild Wings. Click on the Cal Ripken World Series link.
Welcome back to Aberdeen, Maryland. Rob Dawson on hand, and West Raleigh defeats Denver 10-0. And West Raleigh, North Carolina, on to the elimination bracket for the United States, which begins later in the week, and that begins tomorrow with the U.S. semifinal at 12:30. And there are two U.S. semifinals at 12:30 and 5:30. But we have one more game to go for pool play. It is Prince George's County, Maryland, going up against Danbury, Connecticut, and that game scheduled for an 8 o'clock start time. We will be on the air at 7:50. If for some reason we start the game early, we'll come up 10 minutes before and let you know before the air time. In the meantime, we will take an extended break and we will come back for that game between Prince George's County and Danbury, Connecticut. Should be a good way to end pool play here under the lights at Cal Seniors Yard. One more time, the final score, West Raleigh, North Carolina 10 and Denver, Colorado nothing. We want to give special thanks to our executive producer, Steve Clendenin, and special thanks to the Ripken Experience staff and for the staff of Maroon PR, all helping out tremendously for the broadcast tonight. We'll be back at 7:50 p.m. or around that time for the final game between Prince George's County, Maryland, and Danbury, Connecticut, right here on SFN Sports Channel 1. So stay tuned for that. For everyone, I'm Rob Dawson saying so long. We'll be back in 50 minutes from now or so. You've been listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
SFMSports.net and Ripken Baseball thanks you for listening to this presentation of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. Visit SFMSports.net for audio archives, video interviews, and the latest updates from the Cal Ripken World Series.